Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
As we look into Christianity, what we see is that Christianity believes that God made human beings in the image of God. This does not mean that in any way we are little gods. This means that we have attributes that are true for people of personality, people that have certain attributes that God has. These are communicated to us. One of the things that we believe happened very clearly, if you read Genesis chapter 3, is that Adam and Eve in the garden chose to rebel against God, and in that rebellion, they chose to sin. That sin brought upon all of mankind, and actually, according to Romans 8, upon the entire universe, the curse. The entire universe is groaning because of the curse of sin. There was specifically, though, a curse on mankind, where man would have an offspring that would have a sin nature. Romans 5 makes it clear that just as one man, Adam, came into the world and sinned, that all men sin because of what Adam did, that is passed on to all generations save one human being, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ did not have a human father, therefore, he did not have a sin nature. He was not enslaved to sin at birth. Where all of us who have human fathers have sin inherited to us, and therefore, because we have sin passed on to us through our fathers, we need a Savior. And that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow night. If you want to get more information about this, get my new book, What Do We Believe, at whatdowebelieve.com.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content, or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.